Good morning, Bozeman. Welcome back to Living Richly, the show that provides revolutionary tips on how to achieve financial and lifestyle prosperity through consciousness, creativity, and transformational principles. This is segment two of Living Richly, and we are on every Sunday from 10 till 11 a.m. And we are continuing our conversation with Scotty and Anders from the Pike Place Fish Market. They are the fishmongers, two of the fishmongers there. And I'm telling you, you guys, you're getting me excited. This is just so wonderful. In fact, Mike, the sound engineer, said, you know, that he's just been like so engaged in your conversation that he hasn't been able to read his book that he normally reads while he's running the board. So it's amazing. Your energy is just so clear, and I know our listeners are picking up on that as they listen to both of you share these stories.
Well, they have rhododendron bushes too, I'm sure.
not in Montana. But we have plenty else that you could, you know, you could come and take care of for us, Anders.
All right, bring it on.
So, Scotty, I had to interrupt you so we could take a station break. Please continue your train of thought. You were sharing about kind of after the staff meetings, how you notice that you get really fired up too and just excited as well.
One thing about our meetings that sticks out for me is it's one of the main times that we get to reconnect with Johnny, the owner.
He comes in
during the week and checks in, makes sure things look good. And, hey, I ordered, you know, that 1,000 pounds of kings last week. How were they? Were they okay? Where'd they come from? And that sort of thing. Like, he checks in with those sort of things. But the meetings are a good time for him to source, I guess. To use that as a verb, he sources us, you know, like he is the source of our energy and our commitment, and he knows that and does it. He is that in a very powerful way for us.
How does that show up when he's at the meetings? Like, how do you feel that from him?
Oh, well, a lot of times he's sharing personal experience, you know, of how he chooses and how he. Maybe this past week he had a tough situation with another fish market owner or one of his buddies who always gives him heck for him owning the Pike Place Fish Market or something. Like, he shares his personal experience with us and about how these principles and who he's being shows up for him, you know, and then he'll bring it back to us as fishmongers or us as human beings. The book that he wrote is a lot about how he, as an owner of the fish market, is how he created this vision, you know, and created a mission for that place, and then how he enrolls all of us in that. Because it's really a lot of, we always come back to, it starts at the top, you know.
Yeah.
If something's bad with us or we don't hit a goal or, like, way off from something, like, we all take responsibility for it. We really do, you know, say, hey, maybe I was tired this month, or I was really focusing more on something outside of work that took me off track or maybe not be present. But Johnny is really there as someone who takes responsibility for it too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I haven't been there for you guys this past month. I've been buying into the recession, or I've been buying into this conversation, and out loud he'll just come back to it and say, you know, that's all it is. It's a conversation, and I can choose to buy into it, or I can choose to create a new one. And I'm letting you guys know that I'm creating this place as the greatest. You know, I'm creating June 2009 is the greatest June we've ever had, and letting you guys know that I'm off the recession. You know, I may have lost the money or whatever, but so what? It's money, and you guys are human beings that are working for me, and we're all working for each other. And I just want to let you guys know that I'm back on it with you, and that's helpful as an employee for me. You know, because I don't own that place, and I don't, you know. But it's nice to know that as an organization, the guy at the top knows what's up and treats me as a human being rather as, you know, treats me as a human being and not just an employee who's there 60 hours a week and spending the other 20 hours at the chiropractor or something, you know.
Yeah.
Like, he cares about us, and he cares that he is a positive source for us. And that's what those meetings are for me, because it is so important for a business to have that communication from the top to the bottom, you know, that transparency, I guess, as so we all know what's going on and not just a hierarchy, because
yeah.
We're not a hierarchy.
It definitely makes it really, truly a team. And it sounds like that by him showing up and sharing what's going on for him and making commitments in front of all of you, that it's very inspiring, and it inspires you to be able to do that, because like you said, he's being the source, you know, he's showing up and really creating as well, instead of it just being you guys working for him.
He empowers us.
Huh.
He empowers us, and that's why we all, you know, that's why we all buy into this philosophy and work so hard, and he really, he trusts us, and he gives us the reins, you know, I go to work, and I work as if I'm the owner of the company. We all do. Scott does. Everybody does. We take ownership in it, because he puts that on us. He empowers us, and he shows us what's possible, and really just gives us a lot of freedom to run his fish market, which is pretty amazing.
Yeah, that's very
it's
true.
It's cool, too, because he asks you to do it in a way that works for you. You know, if it means for you, you want to start driving and pick up the fish, like, enroll us all in you doing that, and we'll totally support you. Because each person is a creative human being, and it's going to show up in a different way for that person and this person, that person. Like, I went to college and got a degree in English, and like, I wanted to write, you know, I wanted to write some things about what was going on at that place. And, and we sent out emails like once a month or whatever, but I wanted to do more. And like, with all this new media and everything, like, I said, hey, I'm going to write this blog now, and I'm going to set up this account on this website so I can write about what's going on at this place. And I can write about my personal experience, and then I can interview people and write that, like, and just sort of at the meeting enrolled Johnny in me doing that, because that was how I wanted to experience. I wanted to add something more to how I was experiencing my work, and
cool.
Johnny was totally about it, and so was everybody else. So now it's like, hey, I'm going to sit at the computer for 20 minutes and not be in front of the salmon because I want to write this thing real quick. Is that okay? And everyone goes, yeah, totally. You enrolled me in that at the meeting, and I'm all for it. Ask me if you need more time.
Huh.
Cool.
Wow. So each of you, once again, just to make sure this is clear, each of you are at the meetings, and you're choosing your own thing, how you want to show up differently at Pike Place Fish Market or make a difference there. And then also as a team, you guys are choosing certain things that you want to achieve or focus on, right? Is that what's happening? Or
yeah, that's accurate. And, you know, and also in our personal lives, that's another awesome
yeah.
thing about that place is, as much as we all support each other at work and being great there, is we're all really committed to our lives away from work, working. And you know, if Scotty wants to go visit his mom or something like that, like, you know, we're gonna do everything we can to make sure that we're covered so that he can go do those types of things. Or like he said, you know, it's in the past it would be unacceptable for someone to just go back and hang out on the computer for 20 minutes, but it's like that enrolling conversation where you come and go like, hey, this is my piece that I'm bringing. This is how I want to express what's going on at the fish market. And he enrolled us in this, doing this blog and it's just, it's awesome. It's a great blog and we all support that kind of thing.
Yeah. Great. So, why don't you guys share a story that comes to mind for you about a challenge that you experienced at the market, and maybe it was a personal challenge, maybe it was something that all of you experienced as a team, and what you did to turn that around for yourselves or yourself as individuals. I think that would be very inspiring for people to hear your process that you went through. And once again, it can be big, it can be small, it doesn't matter, but what comes to mind for you?
I may need to think on that one for a second.
That's fine. And maybe it was an interaction with somebody. It could have been a daily thing. But, you know, something that was just common, everyday occurrence. But I just...
Sorry, go ahead.
No, that's all right. I just want our listeners to really hear this, because I know we all... Like, what you guys are saying is so exciting. It's just like... I mean, I'm just totally feeling fired up, but I know that people have challenges that come up that really consume them, and they have trouble shifting their way of thinking so that they're able to achieve a certain result or show up in a certain way. So that's what I'm hoping to support people in getting a better understanding about by asking this question.
Well, I know one could be like creating a superstar employee out of somebody that, you know, we've had it. Employee in the past where we've had multiple work meetings that were focused on one person and how maybe they weren't really fitting in with the team and, you know, just a lot of negativity and negative conversations coming from that. And choosing as a team to recommit to this person being a superstar, you know, and literally it seems like if a bunch of different people have a conversation about somebody, well, then it must be true about that person, right?
Right.
That would be the logical way to look at it. But, you know, but we say, like, you start getting that agreement from everybody, and then all of a sudden there's this filter. So, like, this guy shows up to work, and no matter what he does, he can say good morning, and you can be like, what's that supposed to mean? You know, like, there's some nasty hidden intention there because now you've got this filter up that says it's got terrible employee person, whatever you may want to call it, and then pretty soon you got everybody around you joining in this conversation, you know,
because this has happened for you guys, right? I mean, you guys are human.
Yeah, this actually has happened to us before.
Yeah.
And you know, it just totally seemed like it was over there with that person, like I said, multiple meetings, and it seemed like the only thing to do would be able to let go of this person. But instead, we created, this guy's a superstar, and we all got really committed to, you know, changing our conversation. And, like, now when this guy walks down the hallway, you're like, okay, this guy's great. This guy is great now. He's a contributing member of our team. He's been there a long time. And it was all... He hasn't done anything different. It was just all of us getting together and going, wait a minute, like, we got this filter on, and we're like, this guy doesn't stand a chance, you know? It's like he walks down the hallway, and, you know, he doesn't even walk right. and just from getting to the source of that, taking responsibility for it, each one of us say, okay, well, I take full responsibility for generating that over there. That guy is just... who he is, and I take responsibility, and from now on, this guy's a great employee and a great person, and like I said, he still works there, and we haven't had a meeting since, and this was like years ago.
And you're having this conversation with him in the room as well?
Absolutely.
And was he, like, was there something for him, like a choice for him to make to show up differently, or was it just, was that part of it, or was it just you guys noticing the way you were interpreting him and thinking about him?
To get back to nothing was we all got to take responsibility for the way he's been showing up for us, you know, and then, but there's some responsibility on that part too. It's like, okay, now you're a superstar in our eyes, huh. You know, so show up and your actions, you know, and be a superstar, and it's all good, and it's really worked out.
And did he commit to being a superstar as well? I mean,
absolutely.
It was
like a fun thing. Like I said, it's all just a big game, you know, and we're always creating new games, whether it be What Recession, World Peace, this guy's a superstar, and he took it on, and it became like a fun thing, and something that actually he was inspired about, you know, and it's, we'll still... throw it out there once in a while, like, hey, don't forget, you're the superstar, you know, it's just a game.
Or even games, you know, like, let's get the ice shoveled before 7:30. or let's have everybody with their boots on and ready to go at 6:29. Like, just little games that break up the day and make it fun, you know.
Yeah.
And I wanted to add to what Anders was saying, a lot of times those wow, he is a superstar moments, they don't come until you have like a big breakdown.
Oh,
you know?
Like, yeah.
Like you have to have that breakthrough, and for you as an individual, or to have anyone, the team, whatever, to have a breakthrough on something, there's going to be a big downfall, you know? Like,
huh.
Something's going to show up, and, like, people are going to cry, people are going to get angry, and you're going to say, oh, this place sucks, I want to quit, I want
right.
to, why the heck am I a fishmonger? Like, my back hurts, my feet hurt, oh, this is horrible. And, like, and then all of a sudden you say, okay, like, exhale. I can now take stock of everything, all the crap that just showed up, and declare it a breakdown, you know? That's it. I'm at the bottom. I'm done. And now I'm committed to a breakthrough, you know? Wow, I was being a jerk to that guy. Wow, I never get the ice shoveled by 7:30. That's a breakdown.
Mm-hmm.
So now I have a breakthrough that I can get this done. And I am a great member of this team, and I'm committed to not having this kind of breakdown ever again. Like, this should not happen. Like, I'm not that weak.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, you're also a human being, and it's going to happen. And you need to acknowledge that, because if you think you never have breakdowns, you're fooling yourself.
Right. Even with having this higher vision, it's really like, I think Johnny said this when I was interviewing him, but it's really about a discipline. It's about living this discipline. It's not about being perfect and there's never a breakdown ever,
no.
You know, ever again.
Yeah, it's more about how are you going to deal with the breakdowns, you know? Are you going to let them run you and dictate how your life's going to be? Or are you going to go, okay, well, what's showing up right now is a direct result of who I'm being, so take responsibility for it, okay, and what now, you know? What do I want to show up now?
Uh-huh. And it sounds like sometimes in order to get through that breakthrough, it's providing a space just to air some of the stuff that's going on for you that is reactive. Is
for
that,
sure.
I mean, is that like in the staff meetings, just being able to share what's happening so you can get to that place of really thinking about it differently?
Yeah, for sure. You know, sometimes it just takes a good cry.
Yeah.
I know it sounds weird coming from a bunch of, we're supposed to be these manly fishmonger guys, but yeah, sometimes you just got to let it go.
Yeah.
It's growth, you know, you got to measure whether you're going to repeat the same mistakes over and over, or are you going to make it so it's new, and you're not going to do the same mistakes again, because
yeah.
You gotta, that's how you measure your growth. Is it, I mean, are you gonna cut that salmon as badly as you just did, or even, you know, as a human being, are you gonna break down and give up every time that this happens?
Yeah, that's,
or are you gonna sail through it smoothly next time because you've been through this before.
Mm-hmm. So how has this work at the fish market affected your personal lives? You said that you go around in your staff meetings and share what you're creating in your personal life sometimes as well. How do you guys live this in your personal life? How has it affected you?
Well, it's, for me, it's, like I said before, it's not really something I can turn off, you know. I think a lot of times in relationships and stuff like that, it's easy to, you know, to do the right, wrong kind of thing. And for me personally, it's just, you know, I'm always checking myself and who am I being in my personal relationships with my family and my fiance and things like that. And just basically taking these tools and using them and knowing that, just like at work, if things aren't showing up the way that I want them to, like, I got to take responsibility for that. And like, what am I creating for that person over there, you know, that's,
mm-hmm.
that's having it show up like this? So
mm-hmm.
it's really awesome. And I mean, for me personally, I actually met my fiance because of the fish philosophy. So that's pretty cool. So it's had a pretty profound impact on my life.
Because of the fish philosophy?
Yeah.
How's that?
Well, just, you know, we do this type of training and her company was doing the fish training. And they wanted us to come speak to them And we couldn't do it, so she decided to. She was an event planner, and she decided to come have a fish weekend where she brought her team, and they came and came up and asked if they could catch fish. And and the rest is history. So.
That's great. That's great. What about, well, let's see, what else do I want to ask you guys? So we have a couple of minutes. Yeah, Scotty, did you want to add something
to that? I got lost in Anders' love story there. What was the last question?
I was asking how you lived this and applied it to your personal life, how working at Pike Place has affected, you know, you personally.
Yeah. Well, for me, it comes back to fun, you know, like I want to have fun with my life. I'm 25, and I like going out for beers, and I like hanging out with friends and going camping and going to concerts and stuff. And honestly, like, I love the Northwest and stuff, but I miss Colorado, and I miss Montana and stuff like that. And I've been to Montana a bunch, and well, Anders and I both have been to Montana. We love going there in January after the Christmas rush to just like decompress, you know?
Yeah.
And for me, it's like, I still want these things as part of my life, and so for the past two Januaries, like right after Christmas, I go to Montana and have fun and like go skiing and go to bars and just have fun. And that comes from a commitment that, like, you know, I'm committed to having fun at work, but I'm also committed to like having a balance, you know, and going to a place that I love and experiencing it fun. And like, I traded my super reliable 2002 nice car for like a 25-year-old Volkswagen bus.
Because awesome.
I wanted to experience driving more fun, you know? I mean, I'm really not getting paid by Volkswagen to say that, but like, it's so fun to just drive around in this giant thing with my dog. And if I get tired, I pull over and sleep, and like, it comes from like a commitment to having fun in my life.
I
had it before, but the fish market has helped me to do it more intentionally. You know, it comes from me. It's not just something that shows up and I say, hey, that was fun. I want to have fun. Let's make it happen.
Right. Instead of just living it at work, living it in your life at all levels.
And then you know if you're not having fun too, you're not having fun because of you. You know what I mean? It's not because of what's going on out in the world. It's because you're not choosing to have fun and experience it like that. That's really the biggest thing, you know, is like, I really get that however my life is going is solely based on, you know, how I'm choosing to experience it. So that's like, that's the biggest thing, you know, you can choose to experience it however you want to do it. But, you know, like Scotty said, just have some fun, man.
And that gives you back your power because you have something to say about that instead of thinking it's about things outside of you.
Right.
Yeah.
Sometimes that's a tough pill to swallow, I'd say, you know. you are in charge, you know. That's great and powerful, but sometimes you go, oh, geez, it is all on me.
It's scary sometimes.
Now I got to do something about it. Yeah. Well, thank you both so much. Just really appreciate you taking out the time, and congratulations on your upcoming wedding, Anders.
Thank you.
Yeah, you guys truly have a wonderful thing happening there at the market. And thanks again so much for inspiring all of us here in Montana and sharing your stories and your insights. Really appreciate it.
Thanks for having us. Maybe in January we'll come visit you in person and do a show in person.
Come on down. We'll do it.
All right.
You've been listening to Living Richly. Tune in every Sunday from 10 till 11.